So I get a call today from, I guess White Owl, my nickname for him, and he's like, "So why haven't you called?" And I'm like, "Because I was waiting for you to call." And then he's like, "Well, I was waiting for you to call." And it's that whole like, "Well, you should have called." Well, no, you should have called. Well, someone should have fucking called. Then it's like, I thought you were mad at me. Well, I thought, well, you deleted me on Facebook. So why the fuck should I call? It's just one of those situations. I'm sure I'm not the only one that has gone through it. I'm sure you've gone through it. So why the fuck haven't you called me? Why? Why haven't you commented on my profile? Why haven't I commented on yours? I feel like sometimes stuff is hidden, or like now with this sponsored stuff, sponsored Facebook stuff, I don't know. It should say like a paid thing. Maybe it does say underneath like sponsored by like regular people. I don't know if anyone's done that yet. Have you done it? I might do it and do something totally ridiculous to sponsor. Like, not anything important. Not that I post anything super important, but just maybe a fucking banana in pajamas with a funny quote. So why haven't you called me? Why haven't you called? No, why haven't you called? Why'd you delete me? Because I thought you were gonna spam. Well, actually, he ended up deleting me on Facebook because, sorry, I'm like jumping around everywhere. Because he thought I was gonna go ham on his comments and start destruction, mass weapons of destruction. Sorry, I had to. But I wasn't. Honestly, I had forgotten he was on my Facebook. So people get extremely fucking paranoid about comments on their Facebook, and who's gonna see it? Oh my God. I honestly wish sometimes we could have an option to not even allow comments, like YouTube, you know, just take that shit off, take off the thumbs, or whatever, be able to customize it a little bit more than we are now. And because, like, say I post a picture and I'm going, like, especially when I'm going to bed, like, I want to be able to switch it on and off. Like, okay, like, my bedtime hours are pretty whacked, but say I went to bed at 10 p.m., I could be like, all comments off. Or they could be delayed for approval, I guess, if they have to leave a comment while you're asleep or they happen to be in another time zone or whatever. So you could wake up, approve it or not approve it, so that you don't get sabotaged while you're sleeping by people posting stupid shit. Or, what else was I going to say? Or, like, say you're away on vacation, and you're not gonna really post anything, or even if you're gonna be away for like 6 hours, you work, whatever, anything. It doesn't really matter. I think you could set like a time reminder. It could come back on for between 1 and 6. You want it off, it comes up on at 6:01. Just a random idea. But I have noticed, suddenly I'm talking about Facebook. I have noticed that on Facebook they took away GIFs unless mine got taken away. And then I do like the way they've taken off the link for Instagram. I thought that was very dumb for them to have the link go to Instagram within the post. And now they have put like view on timeline very tiny underneath so it doesn't look cluttered. Perhaps they can automatically take off the hashtag. I don't know. I don't even know why Facebook doesn't even use the hashtag. I think it's just stupid. They really should. I don't know how they would, but incorporate it. But people still put hashtags on Facebook. I do. What else am I going to say? I'm trying to get to talking more on Audioboo. I don't know if I've said that, like, each time I record, but reassuring myself that I want to record more because I like to. I like to record audio. I should be going to bed soon. I've got to get up in like a few hours to go to the airport. I'm going to Miami for a few days till Sunday for Halloween. It's going to be fun, I think. I'm just not too excited about the weather. It's like tropical storm weather, and I don't like rain when I'm traveling. I mean, I would be fine if I was, and I even bought rain boots too, but they're way too big to take to anywhere for travel, because I don't want to check my luggage and have to deal with that shit, especially on the fucking janky ass airline. I don't trust them. I do not want to check my bags with American Airlines. It's so bad. It's so gross. I feel like it's like the circus of airlines. But apparently there's only like a couple airlines that go to the east from here to there or whatever. I don't know if Virgin America has a connection, but I know that ordering through Expedia and like all that other bullshit, like Travelocity, Kayak, it's basically all the same. I actually talked to someone who has a travel site, and they said they all like advertise on each other's sites, and kind of like the prices are pretty much the same, even if you went to the airlines page where you just think you're getting a deal or something like that. So if you get it early enough, probably just check the airline itself. I feel like it's a bit scammy, especially if you need to change it or whatever. Like, I called on the phone just to change my name because the spelling was off. I was on hold for hours while they were transferring back and forth between the airline, because Kayak or whoever, Expedia, has to call the airline to ask them to change it, and they're on hold with them, and I'm on hold with them. It's like a long fucking hold orgy that hold, and I'm just there like, fuck my life. So they get back, they're like, oh, well, you're just gonna have to like do it online again, we'll just like cancel it. Dude, you should have told me that fucking hours ago. I'm just wasting time sitting here listening to this god-awful music that's blasting. Of course it had to be, like, right before I was going to go to bed. So that I was even more, like, tired as the time went by. I know, first world problems. But fucking everything is a first world problem. Yeah, fuck those sites. I'm, like, against those. And what else is going on in my life? People always ask you, Sue, what have you been up to? What have I been up to? Other than trying to put together my costume, which I've never done one of these, like, super hoey costumes before. Like, my costumes have been... Actually, I don't even like dressing up for Halloween because it's so cliche. Like, everybody dresses up. Like, of course. And plus, the costumes are pretty cheesy. I don't know. But I thought I'd go more pinup style, like Sailor Girl. Because I was going to Miami. It's by the water and boats and stuff. I don't know. I like to go in theme. So, or I was going to try to get this costume that was like a... Awana Banana. It was really cute with this little thing on her head, like basket, I guess, full of fruit. And I've got 20 seconds. Cool. Kudos to you if you listen to this shit. Bye.